Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 10th of October. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of developments from the past week. Proposals aimed at broadening the investment opportunities of DC schemes have been published this week for consultation. There are three main elements. A new requirement for relevant DC schemes to disclose and explain their policies on illiquid investment in their default fund statement of investment principles, and to disclose in the chair's statement the proportions of default fund assets allocated to different asset classes at various specified member ages. The third element is a new ability for trustees to exclude specific performance-based fees from the default fund charge cap from the 6th of April 2023, where they feel this is in members' interests. With concern mounting about members withdrawing money from their pension savings to cover increases in the cost of living, the Financial Conduct Authority has launched a new wave of its ScamSmart campaign, including a warning list that will help members identify indicators of both pension and investment scams, as well as firms that are actively running scams. The full version of What's New This Week also includes coverage of HMRC's latest pension schemes newsletter. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.